Hey guys, today I wanted to speak about a question that I get asked frequently. People will reach out to me and they'll say, you know, I'm so unhappy with my career right now. I feel like I'm in a corner. I don't know what to do. I'm used to a certain income, but I'm truly unhappy. So what are my choices? What do you think I can do? What would you recommend? I thought that this would be a great topic to cover today. So could you do me a favor? If you're liking these podcasts, give it a kind review. And also share it with a friend who you think can benefit. I can tell you that we all have something to offer. We're all experts. We have a strong message, and I believe we should be sharing that. We each walk through different paths, and along that path, we learned a lot. And that's the message when you think back of all the things that you've been through, what you can share with others. You may be thinking, that's not possible. I am not an expert. I have nothing to offer. That's your inner critic speaking. And it's time that you work on yourself with self-development. This is something that I do in my course. You can find that at Sharon Mack Wellness. But about you today, let's speak about all the things that you can offer. This is time to do a brain dump. What have you been through? What positive things? What results have you achieved? What research have you done? What are your passions? Do you think you could help others with any of your experience? You're probably thinking, no, you can't. But as we get deeper into this episode, I'm going to show you that that's not true. You can be a role model for anybody. The first thing I suggest is that you have to master a topic. Now, what topic would that be? Well, what are you interested in? Where do you spend your free time? What type of books do you read? What type of websites do you go on? Where do you spend your time on social media? Is there a common theme? What are you passionate about? I know you may be thinking, I'm not passionate about anything right now because I'm so burned out and I just want to get out of this predicament. I know I've been there, so just hear me out. These answers don't come overnight, but really start going about your day in an intentional way and be very aware of what makes you happy, what brings you joy. And these are the things that I would suggest that you look into. Do you enjoy writing? Do you enjoy speaking to others? Do you enjoy consulting, helping others out? What about coaching? So many of us are coaches, and there's a good reason why. We like to help others. Do you see yourself doing a seminar or a webinar, a summit? Do you enjoy creating? Do you enjoy doing graphics? What about marketing online or being a graphic designer for others? What about helping others with their social media? You know so many of us need help with that. These are the questions that you need to ask yourself. What do I enjoy doing? And from there, you'll get some answers. Let's take a deeper dive into coaching, career coaching. You could say to yourself, oh my goodness, I'm going through a career change myself. I don't know what I want to do. Believe me, with time, you will be able to help someone else through this process. Health coaching, you're a physician, you're in healthcare. You could start off with health coaching right away. Mindset coaching, may need some work right now. But listen, with this transition, you will be going through a lot of self-development and mindset changes. The same thing, as you're going through it, you share it with somebody else. You just have to be one step ahead of somebody else. You don't have to be years ahead of them. Just one step, a smidgen amount, and you will be able to help others as well. What about financial coaching? You're good with money. You can help somebody else out. Relationship coaching? Do you have a good relationship? Do your friends come to you and ask for advice? That's something you can ask yourself as well. What do people come to me? Why do they want advice? Do I see a theme here? Am I good at this or that? You may not even think that you are, but when you see a theme that people are coming to you for this or that, and it's the same thing over and over again, chances are people really respect your opinions on that, and that may be something for you to look into, especially if you enjoy it. What about weight loss coaching? Do you think you can help others lose weight? We all know what to do. It really comes down to accountability. I'm sure you can help others lose weight. Public speaking, do you think you can get paid for what you know? I believe that you can. You have interests, you have topics, you're going to be doing more reading and research. As physicians, healthcare workers, we are really good public speakers. It's important. This is something we've always done. It comes natural to us. And if you feel like it's not natural to you, it's like a muscle. You practice, you build on it. You will be a success when it comes to public speaking. Productivity coaching? Listen, we all have done so much. We're all pretty good with time management. You may not think that you're good with time management. Chances are you're better than somebody else, and you could help with productivity management. How's your family life? Do you think you can help other parents? Do you think you can help with parenting? Do you have a child with ADHD? Do you think you could give advice on that? What about couples counseling? What about going through the birthing process? What about problems with sleep or infertility? Are these any topics that you have been through yourself that you think you can help others with? Have you gone through grief or divorce? What about midlife crisis, or just life direction as we spoke about? Have you moved? Do you think you can help somebody else with relocation coaching? I bet you could if you did. Are you good with social media? Are you good with podcasting? What about selling something online? Have you ever done that before, e-commerce? Are you good at writing? Do you think you could perhaps do some grant writing for somebody or copywriting? Have you done any ads at all? What about organizational skills? People need help with organization. What about hobbies? Do you like writing, as we mentioned, or singing or dance? What about photography? Is this anything, these any topics that you could possibly help somebody else out with? Are you strong with negotiation? Have great technical skills? What about branding? Have you branded yourself? Have you helped others brand? These are all ways that you can make money and ways that you can help other people. Talk to me about healing or end-of-life care, religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs. Again, these are all ways that you can help others. Do you like traveling? Do you think you can help somebody travel around the world, go to different destinations? What about pets? Do you enjoy pets or pet training? Do you enjoy style or decorating? These are all questions you need to ask yourself. So you're going to choose your topic, right? We've covered a lot. Next, you're going to pick your audience. It always helps to niche down. Think about gender, think about age groups, think about where you're going to discover these people. Think about their problems that they're having and how you're going to offer them a solution. Spend time crafting your story. Get familiar with that elevator pitch. Make sure you get feedback from others. How does it sound? And while you're doing this, you are going to be reading, listening, anything possible, perhaps doing some courses to learn about this topic more in depth so that you truly are the expert. And remember, there could be other people doing the same thing as you. It doesn't matter. Everyone is individual. Everyone will relate to somebody differently. And you know that. So just be yourself and you'll connect with an audience. You just have to be persistent. You may want to do a website. I can certainly help you with that. You definitely need a landing page to collect emails. So that's important. Get that email collection going. Start offering value, whether you do a webinar, whether you're doing social media posts. Personally, I think you should do all the above. But just get your message out there. You may want to run some traffic. And you'll see with time, you will be becoming an expert. You need to network with people. You need to get on other podcasts and Facebook groups. You need to do some lives. You can collaborate with others. You can start off with coaching, but with time, you can develop products and services. You can have upsells and downsells. And I know this is easier said than done, but be persistent, reach out, ask for help, and you will get there, I can assure you. You may modify your plan along the way. That's okay. There is truly nothing written in stone. I mentioned collaborating. Get promotional partners. Offer affiliate links. You know people. They always are like, what's in it for me? So you have to be thinking about not just about me and selling me. What is in it for other people? Why would people want to help you sell your product? It usually comes down to money or some sort of collaboration that's going to benefit both parties. There'll be a lot of testing along the way, but you'll pivot, you'll modify, and just keep going. You'll learn as you go and as you're talking to people and networking. What's involved when I do a coaching program? What's involved when I'm doing this or that? Where am I getting these potential clients from? How am I going to gain clients? How do I offer these different services? How do I create these different products? It will all come with time. Like I said, none of this happens overnight. And just be patient with yourself. Give yourself grace. So I wanted to cover this topic today because I get so many questions on this. And I thought that next time I get this question, I need this all written out or spoken out in this case. And this way I can direct people to it. It's really just the basics of a foundation, and I strongly recommend a coach for you because as you're transitioning, it always helps to have that person one step ahead. So whether you're offering coaching, as you know, many of the coaches in the group, we have coaches, but it just helps get you further along faster and more confidently. All right, guys, I'll see you on another podcast. Remember, if you like this, go ahead and share it with somebody that you think can benefit. Love you guys. Bye-bye.